banknotes, right? Banknotes come and go. They continue to change all the time here in South Africa since, since the 1990s, we've seen a few series of banknotes ourselves here. But Nigeria has launched a newly designed currency note, a move that the West African nation's central bank says will help curb inflation and money laundering. Now, this is the first time Nigeria's currency has been redesigned in 19 years. The banknote will be in circulation as claimed by the central bank by mid-December of this year. Joining us is Johnson Chukwu to talk about this development coming out of the Nigerian banking system. Good evening, Johnson.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us, what is your analysis of Nigeria's creating new banknotes? I mean, is this a positive move for the country? How does it look? How does the design look? And they say it's going to assist in various form of crimes and keeping things in check. What's your take on the matter, Johnson?
Well, my take is that the redesign of the Naira notes will have achieve some of the objectives that the central bank governor has enunciated this announcement. I think partly two of the objectives are achievable. One is to reduce the access to Naira notes of those who are involved in illicit businesses, illicit transactions, like kidnapping, money laundering, and other criminal activities such as drug-related activities. The other factor I think this will also achieve in terms of reducing the volume of currency in circulation. From what the CBN governor said, the volume of currency in circulation of more than 3 trillion naira, whereas actual currency within the banking system is just less than a quarter of what is the currency in circulation, which means that a lot of the currencies have actually been kept outside the banking system. And it then means that the central bank, the Nigerian economy, does not require the level of currency circulation. So I think that will also help cut down on the amount the government spends, or the central bank, the budgetary authority spends in printing of currency. So I think those two objectives are achievable. But in terms of inflation, I don't think it is the money in circulation, the currency circulation, that is causing inflation. Because if actually more than a quarter of the money in currency circulation is outside the banking system, then it will be difficult to blame it for the current inflationary pressure. I think the inflationary pressure is largely driven by the global economic situations, increase in food prices, including energy cost, as well as ways and means funding of the federal government by the central bank. But I think even at that, the redesign of the currency will achieve some of the state objectives.
Johnson, how much of a problem is counterfeiting of money in Nigeria? I mean, we've seen counterfeiters in certain years, or in recent years. I mean, you know, copy currency to a point that you'll never be able to tell the counterfeit note from the genuine one, from the one produced by the bank. Is this a major problem in Nigeria, with your high-value notes always subject to major counterfeiting operations?
No, it used to be, but now it's hardly the case. You know, the truth is that within the Nigerian economic space, most large transactions are done electronically or go through the banking system. Most legal and legitimate transactions are done through the banking system. So people no longer have compelling need to carry large volumes of cash unless if those transactions are illicit. So, and for that reason, counterfeiters, those who are counterfeiting the currency, do not have the channel for such for transferring or lodging such funds into the banking system. They do not have the new underlying transactions. So I don't think it's still a major issue. Because if you look at the volume of electronic transactions in the country, today it trumps over the level of cash transactions, particularly large ticket transactions. It used to be a problem, like I said, but it's no longer, counterfeiting is no longer a major issue when it comes to the current currency.
Which new banknotes are subjected to? Is this a whole overall of the entire, you know, banknote system, or are they just a few notes that are going to be, you know, changed, and the rest will sort of remain the same, Johnson?
Yes, there are basically three notes that we changed: the 200 naira notes, the 500 naira notes, and the 1000 naira notes. The 100 naira notes, the 50 naira notes, will still remain as they were, as their colors and their designs are not going to be changed.
You know, the old notes, I mean, what system is there in Nigeria? Is it normally through the banking system, older notes are now taken away, they are now being are now burnt, and new notes are in circulation? Is this a common system, of course, used in Nigeria to renew banking notes?
Yeah, well, basically what happens is that the new notes are going to come into the system through the banking, into circulation through the banking system. The old notes are also going to be withdrawn through the banking system. What will eventually happen is that when old notes are lodged into the banks, once the new notes start circulating, the bank will no longer issue the new notes to those, the old notes to those who are making withdrawals. So for every new withdrawal, probably from the 15th of December, the payment from the bank will come in the form of the new notes. And depositors and customers of the bank can still go to the bank up to 31st of January and pay in their old notes. And once they pay into their accounts and they want to make withdrawal, they will be given what the banks will dispense to the depositors or those who would want to withdraw the new currency notes. So the banks are going to serve as the channels for retrieving or withdrawing the old notes, as well as injecting the new notes into circulation.
Johnson, finally, before we let you go, I mean, we've seen many countries, especially here in Southern Africa, South Africa and Zimbabwe are two ones of note, that we've seen more usage of, cyber currencies, where people make card payments as opposed to carrying out or carrying with them bundles of cash. I mean, cash, of course, is still very much in the economy itself, but you've seen many people move towards this, you know, the plastic system of transactions and of payments. Have we seen that in Nigeria as well, or is it still very much a cash-based society, wherein the culture now is such that you need a payment? Well, the first thing that goes through your mind is not plastic, but rather it is a cash payment, and it's still like that with the majority of people.
Yes, you know what's happening in Nigeria today? Nigeria has actually gotten to a high level of digitization of its business transactions or commercial transactions. So a greater proportion of transactions are now done electronically. In fact, people no longer even bother with cards. They basically use their systems, their phones, or their handheld device, iPad and laptops, to make their transfers and make payments. We've seen a lot of transition in terms of mode of payment in the Nigerian economy. Away from cash, we've moved to a point where people were basically using cash, POS terminals to make payments. But now, large proportion of transactions are done by virtual transfers using any of the online payment platforms that the banks have availed their customers. And I believe eventually this will catch up with other African economies because ultimately we're looking at confidence, we're looking at speed, and you're looking at security. Because there's been a lot of improvement in terms of security of payment platforms, people are more confident to use the electronic payment methods to make their payments instead of carrying cash. Of course, cash come with it a lot of risk, including the risk of theft, risk of armed robbery. As we speak today, hardly do you see armed robbers go to individual homes in Nigeria to try to steal from them, because you are almost sure that you are not going to have meet a lot of cash at homes. And I think it's something that other African countries, South Africa, Zimbabwe, will need to adopt because of the convenience and safety involved in it.
Johnson Chukwu, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. Have a good evening ahead of you, Johnson, and thank you for that update coming out of the Nigerian banking and financial system. Have a good evening.
Thank you for having me.